There is something we do before Rosh Chodesh in Shul every Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, with one exception, and that is that we call it benching Rosh Chodesh. And there are people that come to Shul dafka for Rosh Chodesh benching. There are women that will not come to Shul any other time, but Rosh Chodesh benching, gotta come for Rosh Chodesh benching. So I want to talk a little bit about Rosh Chodesh benching. There's a very nice piece in the Sefer Rotz Katzvi from Tzvika Reisman in Los Angeles. He sent me the Sefer, very nice Sefer. So he's got six questions that he starts with about Rosh Chodesh benching. First of all, he says, why is it that there's so many different minhagim about who exactly stands at the bima by Rosh Chodesh benching? Is it only the chazan flanked by somebody, flanked by two people? What's behind that? Also, why is the chazan holding a Sefer Torah during Rosh Chodesh benching? Third, why is it important to announce the zman of the molad by Rosh Chodesh benching? There's no Indian of mentioning it in Yiddish. It's just that it used to be people speak Yiddish, so they used to announce it in Yiddish. So it's like in Shtibalach, they still do that as keep a little bit of flavor of the Alta Haim, that they still announce it in Yiddish. My Gabbai in my shul insists on announcing it in Yiddish also, because he likes to keep that flavor. Fine. But why announce the Molad at all? Also, why do we say Mishas Nisim Lavaseinu V'Galos HaMeavdus L'Cheirus Hu Yigaldos Son? What does that have to do with Rosh Chodesh? We're giving this whole tefillah. Why do we mention that tefillah? Also, fifth, why is it that the Shliach Tzibur says Rosh Chodesh, so-and-so, Yeh B'Yom, whatever, and then the Tzibur repeats that? What's the idea of the Tzibur repeating what the Shliach Tzibur just said? Everyone listens, so good, so you listen. Why do you have to repeat it? And finally, is there a chiyuv to say the Birchas HaChodesh Dafka B'Tzibur? Is it only something, meaning if someone isn't going to make it to Shul for Rosh Chodesh bench, could they just bench Rosh Chodesh at home on their own? So what is behind this? Where does this come from? So the actual Birchas HaChodesh that we say is a tefillah that comes up in Maseches Brachos Tav Tes Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us that this was the tefillah of Rav. It was not associated with Birchas HaChodesh. It was just a tefillah. Not only that, the idea of saying a tefillah where we're asking for something is a big chiddush that you're allowed to do it on Shabbos in the first place. The Aruch HaShulchan and Siman Tov Yud Zayin Seif Tes writes, Masha Omrim Yehi Ratzon Mikodem Tmihani Heich Mutal Espal B'Shabbos Tefillah Chadash Masha'ina B'Tovis Brachos El Tefillah B'Fnei Atzma Umavakshim Al Parnasa V'Shari Tzrachim. How are we allowed to daven this separate tefillah that's not even the normal part of the tefillahs, where we ask for things, we ask for parnasa and other needs? How are we allowed to do that on Shabbos? Utfilas hui tefillas Rav b'kol hashana b'brachos. The Gemara in Brachos reports that this was a tefillah Rav said throughout the year. That's shetid and lanu chayim aruchim. So we just add into it. Oh yeah, and shetchadish aleinu chodesh zelatovu l'vracha. We add in a little something about chodesh, but that's not really what tefillah is about. It's a tefillah being mevakish things. Says the Aruch HaShulchan. Unbelievably, if I had the power, I would be mevatel this part of Rosh Chodesh benching. That a person should not be able to daven for things like this on Rosh Chodesh. In fact, Rosh Sturmbach and Shuvah Zanagos Chelikim Osim Tzadichas says that he heard that Reb Chaim also had this problem with the Hiratzon that we say before Rosh Chodesh, before Mevarich the Chodesh, because you're not allowed to be Shoel Tzrachav and Shabbos, you're not allowed to ask for your personal needs on Shabbos. So this is something that, and there are kihilos that have a minig not to say it. The minig Chabad is they don't say the Hiratzon. Can you confirm that, Ellie? Is that true? Minig Chabad not to say the Hiratzon? They do. Oh, okay. I don't know. It says here that Minuch Chabad is not Sidi Ratz enough to write Tzvika Reisman a letter. That's what he says. Okay. You don't want to start up. Okay. So, also quotes from the Sefer Das Chazanish, that the Chazanish used to say the Nusach of Yichad Sheyu, in a shorter nusach, not to be marbe bebakashas. So they asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky if also the first part of Rosh Chodesh benching the Chazanish shortened, and he said no, Barishal no ikbit. He didn't shorten the first part. So what's this all about? So Rav Chaim Berlin in his Tshuvas Nishmas Chaim suggests to be miyashiv the minag. Why is it that we're allowed to ask for these things? He says because the whole iser of being mevakish tzrachim on Shabbos is only biyachira osala atzmut filum yuchedes al eze mikra nechutzala ba'osa eis leparnas lefuah uchdome. A person has a specific personal need, and he cries out with that personal need. But if it's a nusach ha'tfila ha'kavua lekula mishaveh, but if it's a nusach tfila that's there for everybody, that you're allowed to say. He says that's why we're allowed to say brich shmei on Shabbos, even though yehi rava kadamach tzorach lanchayim tivusa is also bimivakish tzrachav. That's why we're allowed to say you can pork on Shabbos, yishach brach v'asach b'chamasi yedayim, also bimivakish tzrachav. Because if it's a tfila kavua, that's what Chaim Berlin says in his Nishmas Chaim, that you're allowed to do. Not all poskim agree with that. The Aruch HaShulchan explicitly disagrees with that, but that's how Reb Chaim Berlin wanted to suggest. Now, the idea of benching Rosh Chodesh is mentioned in Rishonim. It's not mentioned in the Gemara anywhere. It's mentioned in Rishonim, in the Siddur of Rav Amram Gaon and the Abu Draham, and it's not mentioned by the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch. It's only mentioned by the Ramah in Aruch Chaim Simon Reish Pei Dalet Siv Zayin, and even then it's mentioned B'derech Agav. The Ramah writes, Noagim Lomar Avarachmim, that there's a minute to say Avarachmim, and any day that you don't say Tzidkas Tzedek, you don't say Avarachmim, and also if there's a Chasna or a Mila, and then he adds in, V'yesh Mekomos She'en Omroso Kishem Avarachim Esachodesh, Milvad B'yimei Esfira. That some say not to say Avarachmim when it's Rosh Chodesh benching. So you could skip Avarachmim when it's Rosh Chodesh benching. It doesn't say anywhere that there should be a Rosh Chodesh benching. But the Ramah says, but when there's Rosh Chodesh benching, you skip Avarachmim. So apparently it was a minhag that was just self-understood. It never says anywhere to do it, but it was understood that was the minhag. So Magen Avraham writes in Aruch Chaim Sim Tov Yudzayin Sifkat Nalev that he records this minhag, and he says in the name of Sefer Yireim that it's not a Kiddush Beis Din that we're doing, we're just letting everyone know when Rosh Chodesh is, and he says, Nagu Lamud B'Shas Amiros Rosh Chodesh B'Yom Ploni Dugmas Kiddush HaChodesh Shehaya Me'umad. That the minhag is that we stand when we bench Rosh Chodesh, just like Kiddush HaChodesh was done standing up. So in order to gain any clarity on what this is all about, Tzvika Reisman does it very nicely. He points out Rabbi Kiviger's kasha on the Magen Avraham, and there are like six different answers to Rabbi Kiviger's kasha, and when you see all of those different answers, then things start falling into place. Rabbi Kiviger asks a kasha on this Magen Avraham again. Magen Avraham says, you stand for Rosh Chodesh benching, dugmas, Kiddush HaChodesh, just like Kiddush HaChodesh. In fact, Rabbi Kiviger in the margin of the page of the Shulchan Aruch over there, Baro Nochi V'lo Yadati, Heichon Matzino de Kiddush HaChodesh Himu Umar. He says, I never heard of this din. Kiddush HaChodesh, they had to stand up. Adarabah, there's enough in the Mishnah in the beginning of the third paragraph of Maseches Rosh Hashanah that when they saw the Chiddush HaLevana, three people who form a Beis Din, Yamdu Ashnaim V'yoshivu Mechavareim Eitzala Yachid V'idu Bifneihem. The Beis Din should be sitting. It says that the Beis Din sits at Kiddush HaChodesh. So what's going on? What's the Magen Avraham talking about? That we do, we're Mevarich L'Chodesh standing just like Kiddush HaChodesh? Not true. Kiddush HaChodesh was dafka done sitting. What's the Magen Avraham mean by this? So there are several approaches. The Aderes in the Sefer Tfilas David suggests that maybe at the time they were Mekadosh L'Chodesh, they were Mevarich on the mitzvah, because all mitzvahs in the Torah require a bracha. And the rule is, in general, when the Beis Yosef writes, Magen Avraham quotes it in Aruch Chaim Simchas and Ilchas Tzitzis, when everyone says a Birchas HaMitzvah, you stand for a Birchas HaMitzvah. So maybe that's what he meant, that since being Mekadosh L'Chodesh was a mitzvah, probably they said a bracha before being Mekadosh L'Chodesh. So when they said the bracha, they probably stood up. So that's why it's Ba'amida. But he says, it doesn't say that anywhere. It doesn't say anywhere that they had a Birch Semitza that they stood for or anything like that. Magen Avraham doesn't sound like that's what he means. But that's what the Aderes suggests. The Marsham in Das Torah Sim Tov Yudzayin Si'if Aleph writes, Aval Fima Shekasa B'Sefer Eshkol B'Shem Yesh Omrim Da'ahad the Kiddush Levana Mu'umad. The fact that we stand for Kiddush Levana, we learn from the fact that it says HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. And whenever it says Lachem, we learn that needs to be standing, because by Svira it says the word Lachem, and we darshin the word Bakama. When it comes to Omer, Al Tikri Kama Ela Bakoma, that you have to stand by Svira. So therefore, any mitzvah that says Lachem, you're supposed to stand for. So Kiddush HaChodesh is also something that says HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, and therefore we stand, and that's what we learn from. So it turns out that the Amida. But he says, but wait a second, but what do you do with the Mishnah? The Mishnah says they sat. Who sat? The Dayanim sat. But it must be that that's only the Amida was only Bishas Kabbalah Seedus, Bishas Achraza. The Amida was not Bishas Kabbalah Seedus, but maybe Bishas Achraza they taka stood up. Meaning that, yeah, Inochinami, the Dayanim sat, but then they stood and they declared Mekudesh. And they declared the Chodesh to be Mekudesh. So maybe that's what the Magen Avraham was referring to. But more likely is what Rav Meisher writes. Rav Meisher writes, even though there are some issues with Rav Meisher's approach as well, Rav Meisher in the Tshuvan or Chaim Chelik Alef Sim Kuf Mem Beis writes that maybe it's just very simple. You stand when it's Kiddush HaChodesh, because where's the Sefer Torah when they're Mevarich LeChodesh? They hold the Sefer Torah there, so they have to stand to hold the Sefer Torah. But wait, that's not by Kiddush HaChodesh. There was not holding a Sefer Torah. He says yes, there was. Pirkei Rabbi Elazar writes that Mevi'in Sefer Torah va'osim Agula, that they would when they would bring a Sefer Torah. So since they're bringing a Sefer Torah, they would need to stand. So he says that's what the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says. B'shlosh ma'avrin es hashana, Rabbi Elazar ba'asara shenemar l'kim nitzabadas kel v'im nismatu me'as. If you don't have a minion, bring a Sefer Torah as the 10th guy. So that's why they would stand. Problem with that is, Rav Moshe says, it sounds like they would only bring a Sefer Torah if they didn't have a 10th guy. But if they had a 10th guy, then they wouldn't need a Sefer Torah. Also, problem with Rav Moshe's approach is that if you read on in that same Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, it says that after they would bring the Sefer Torah, v'yoshvim gadol l'fi gadlo katan l'fi katno. It says explicitly that they sat. So there are some issues with that approach. Fourth possible approach, in the Adnei Paz on the Shulchan Aruch, suggests that it could be that the standing that we do is not l'zecher how the Beis Din used to be Mekadesh L'Chodesh, but how the Edim used to stand. Edim, when they come to give testimony, they all had to stand. And that makes a lot of sense, that we're doing that which is Zecher to the Edim, who always stand in Beis Din. By Kiddush HaChodesh, what was the Minug? The Mishnayos tell us, whoever came to testify, they would accept their Edus. They wouldn't say after two people came, go home, we don't need you, because then they would discourage people from coming again. Whoever came to testify, they would come and they would say the Edus. So it's the Edim Dafka that we're commemorating, and that's why it's the whole Tzibur, because we're commemorating for the whole Tzibur. It's Dafka the Edim, who's represented by the massive amounts of people in the Tzibur. And then it makes sense why we're Machriz the Molad. You announce the Molad, because if we're going to represent the Edim and all those Edim that came, what are we testifying about? We have to know. We have to know when Rosh Chodesh is actually going to be. So they're machriz the molad so that we can properly function as Edim in that context. Another possibility, a fifth possibility, is the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Se Kufnun Gimel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah us to be mechadish chadashim and to cheshbon out the chadashim b'shanim. It's a mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, and he says, you know, we don't really do that anymore. It was the Beis Din Eretz Yisrael that used to do it. But v'zeh she'yoseinu hayom b'chutz la'aretz, we who are in chutz la'aretz, we just follow the calendar and we declare a day Rosh Chodesh, not because of any of our own cheshbonos, Ela mipnei shebeis din hagadol shebe'eretz Yisrael kvar kavuhu zayom Rosh Chodesh Yom Tov. It's because the Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael was already mekadesh it. So in Eretz Yisrael they're mekadesh, so that's where they need to be yeshiva like a Beis Din. But we in Chutz La'aretz, it's only a hoda'ah that this is the day that they were mekadesh in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe that's why Dafka's done standing, to show that we are saying edus on what they did in Eretz Yisrael. That it's edus that in Eretz Yisrael they were Mekadesh, but we're not actually being Mekadesh L'Chodesh. Let me share one final approach, and that is the Mishnah Maseches Rosh Hashanah says that the Rosh Beis Din would say Mekudesh, and everyone else would answer Mekudesh, Mekudesh. So Rav Moshe, in that same Tshuva in Os Dalid, writes that the Iker Mitzvah is the response of the Am saying Mekudesh, Mekudesh. And therefore, the Amir, when the Rosh Beis Din would declare, the Rosh Beis Din was saying, I give the Psak that we may declare this to be Rosh Chodesh. Everyone responds, Mekudesh, Mekudesh, that's the actual declaration of the Kiddush HaChodesh. So says Rav Moshe, what are we going to commemorate? We're going to commemorate the Psak of the Beis Din? Probably not. What we're going to commemorate is the actual Kiddush HaChodesh. And the actual Kiddush HaChodesh is in the response of Mekudesh Mekudesh. And since it's a mitzvah to be Mekadesh LeChodesh, so Mestama, they stood for the mitzvah, just like you do by Lulav and Halal and whatever else. Because one and one stands when it's Mekayim a mitzvah. And he said, and Rav Moshe said, I'll tell you something else. Probably, who's this mitzvah on to be Mekadesh LeChodesh? It's not a mitzvah on the basis, it's a mitzvah on everybody. But everybody includes the Beis Din also. Says Rav Moshe, probably the Beis Din themselves had to get up and say Mekudesh Mekudesh also. So they accepted the Eidus and they listened to the Eidus sitting down and they gave their Pesach sitting down. But then when everyone screams Mekudesh Mekudesh, they also joined in and said Mekudesh Mekudesh. So everybody all together is involved in that. So that's what we're actually commemorating. So it turns out that there are three possibilities. Kiddush HaChodesh is either Dugmas HaEdim, that we're representing the Edim, or Dugmas HaAm, that we're representing the Am that was there at the time of Kiddush HaChodesh, or it's Dugmas HaBeis Din, that in some way we're representing the Beis Din. So one nafkamina, obviously, is how many people do you need to be standing at the Bima at the time of Kiddush HaChodesh? Do you need two people because it's representing Edim? Does everybody stand because it represents the Am? Or should you dafka try to have three people sitting to represent the Beis Din? Another nafkamina might be, do you need to say it b'tzibur? Are you allowed to say it b'yachidus? According to Rav Moshe and others, that it's all about the Am, that we're representing the Am saying Mekudesh Mekudesh, so then it should dafka be a din b'tzibur, that it's only a commemoration of what the Am did, what everybody did together. If you hold that the reason for the Amida is like representing Shnei Edim, so then you only need two people. You don't need a minion, you only need two people. And if you say that it's like the Beis Din, like Rabbi Kivager seems to say that it's the Beis Din, and that's why Rabbi Kivager thinks people should sit, so then you should need three people. But it would turn out that according to none of these opinions would one person suffice for Kiddush HaChodesh to do it completely be Yechidus. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that the minig is Nagu Lomer Mishas Nisim Lavaseinu Yigal Asonim Bekarov V'cheni Chatsheo Kadosh Baruch Aleinu L'tov L'vracha Ve'ein Zet Tfilu B'Shabbos El L'simin Tov V'tikva Sagu'ula. That whatever Kiddush HaChodesh is, whatever Birch HaChodesh is, it is not just a tefillah, it is a bracha. It is saying that we hope to be able to do this mitzvah in its original format very soon. And that's what that tefillah is all about, says Yaruch HaShulchan. It's not about that we're asking for something, that we're making bakashos and Shabbos. It's that we're saying that this idea of a Rosh Chodesh, we should be able to be koveya the chadashim properly again very soon. But it's not asking about personal bakashos, it's just making reference to that idea that it's a bracha for Klal Yisrael rather than a bakasha for Klal Yisrael. Okay.